Thank you for tuning in to Ministry of the Last Days podcast. We want to continue from our message that we had this morning. Don't let go of your God-given dream. As we left off, we were talking about everything that you want is on the other side of not giving up. Now, if you didn't hear the message from this morning, we're coming from Genesis chapter 37. We read verses 4 through 11, but in order for you to capture the whole story of Joseph, you need to read Genesis chapter 37 through chapter 50. That way, you would be able to get the full scope of what we're talking about this morning. And if you know anything about the story of Joseph, you know that Joseph had dreams. He had a couple of dreams that he shared with his brothers. We know that Joseph's father, Jacob, had made him a coat of many colors. And we know that Joseph was known to be a talebearer, a tattletale, so to speak, towards his brothers. And so his brothers, they were jealous of him because of the way they seen his father interact with him, the things that his father did for him that he did not do for them. But that did not nullify the fact that Joseph had a dream. And because of Joseph's dream, he shared the dream with his brothers and he shared the dream with his father. And in this dream, the brothers questioned him as to if he was in fact trying to imply that he would be ruler over them, that they would bow down to him. And then in the second dream, he said he dreamed of the sun and the moon, which represented the father and the mother. And then Jacob asked him, are you saying that your mother and I would be bowing down to you? So as the story rolled on, we understood that Joseph's brothers, they threw him in a pit as to they were contemplating taking his life, killing him. And then they decided to sell him into slavery. And so that's where we're at in this story. But as we move forward in the story, we all know the story that Joseph had dreams, but the dreams that Joseph had, they were God-given dreams. They were not some concoction that he came up with in his own mind. It was not a figment of his imagination, but this was something given to him by God. And so what I want to say to you is that God has given you a dream. He's given all of us a dream to fulfill. The question is that can you be trusted? Can God trust you with the dream? Can God trust you in your trouble when you find yourself in trouble, going through difficult seasons, difficult situations? Can God trust you with that? Because the moment that the enemy senses that you have a God-given dream, he's going to send trouble. He's going to send trouble. He's going to send confusion. He's going to send strife. But trouble is a vote. Understand today, brothers and sisters, troubles is a vote from heaven. Confidence in you. It's confidence in you that your troubles, understand, your trouble is pathway to victory for you. Your trouble is pathway to you triumphing over that thing that the enemy has put in your path. Your pain is your pathway to a higher praise. Think about it. When you are in your most vulnerable times, your most difficult times, that's the time that we look to the God the most. That's the time that we should be looking to God the most. We should be praising God the most, because even in our mess is a pathway for God to do miraculous things. I'm going to say that again. Our mess is a pathway for God to do miraculous things in our life. And so we understand that trouble is a vote of heaven, confidence in you. In other words, the story of Joseph's story has helped millions and thousands and millions of people. Joseph gave a dream. Joseph was given a dream, in other words, that he would lead his family and that they would bow down to him. And then came the nightmare. He was sold into slavery. If God has allowed you to go through some nightmares in your life, it is because you are supposed to help somebody else. Many times when we're going through these difficult situations, we don't always understand why me, Lord. Why am I the one that was picked out to be picked on in this situation? Why am I the one that having to go through this situation? Why am I the one that had to have a wife that walked off and left me? Why am I the one that had to have a husband that walked off and left me? Why am I the one that have disobedient children, even though I raised them up in the church, even though I tried to teach them the things of God? Why am I the one? Brothers and sisters, it's because God has allowed us to go through this so that we can help somebody else. When you find yourself going through difficult situations, brothers and sisters, that is a time for us to embrace God the more. It's not time for us to run and hide, run and close the door, to run away from the church, to run away from the people of God. The closer you get to your dream, brothers and sisters, I want you to understand, the closer you get to your dream is the closer you're getting to your purpose. The closer you get to your dream is the closer you're getting to your purpose. But the closer you get to the goal, which God had in mind, the tougher it gets. When you see yourself, you're on the track and you're running the race and you see the finish line just up ahead, the closer you get to the finish line, the tougher it gets. But because you know you're near the finish line, brothers and sisters, you can kick in the next gear. That's the Holy Spirit standing alongside you, giving you that nudge, giving you that push that you need in order to move forward. In this story, we understood that Joseph, he interpreted two dreams, one for a cupbearer and one for the baker. And he is forgotten about. And he's left in prison for 2 years after he had told them what their dream meant. Isn't it funny that many times we do good for people and they forget about the good that we did because they're only concerned about themselves. They're only looking out for me, myself, and I. But brothers and sisters, God allows us to go through things so that we can be a blessing to somebody else, so that we can help other people. The purpose of the dream that Joseph had was twofold. First, the purpose of the dream is to give you a sense of destiny. In other words, is to let you know that you have a destination, that you're not just here wandering through life. Many of us, we go through life not knowing what our purpose is. And number two, we don't fulfill our purpose because we have the lack of knowledge. The Bible says the people perish for the lack of knowledge. But understand that there is a sense of a destiny. That's number one reason for the dream. There's a sense of a destiny. There is a purpose and there is a calling upon your life. When you have a God-given dream, there is a calling on your life. God has called you to various things. He's called us to various positions. He's called us to be his ambassadors. Yes, the God-given dream that you have, it's a God-given dream for every person, but you must tap into him, have a relationship with him, get in alignment with him, and then you will understand what the purpose and the dream is all about. Many times we find ourselves going through things throughout our life that we wish that we didn't have to go through, but as we move down life journey, we begin to understand when we connect with God and we have a deep relationship with him, he begins to show us why it was necessary for us to go through the things that we went through. The second purpose of the dream is to inspire you to reach forward. In other words, when God has placed a dream on the inside of you, you are inspired by the Holy Spirit. And what I mean by being inspired, it means that when you wake up in the morning, it is on your mind. As you go through the day, it is on your mind. And when you lay down at night, and we talked about this in part one, but when we lay down at night, it's on our mind. And there is a yearning, there is a burning on the inside of us. In other words, because there is a dream on the inside of us, the Holy Spirit is working in us to inspire us to reach for that goal, to reach for that dream. And so in other words, sometimes when you're in that place, God allows you to go through situations that will stretch you to get you out of your comfort zone so that you will go beyond what you think. You will go beyond your capacity of doing. In other words, when we went out for sports, and let's say the sport of basketball was the one that I loved. When we went out to try out for that sport, there had to be some training that we had to go through. I remember they would have us run laps around the gym. There were times that we had to go and run the football bleachers. All this was necessary in order for us to get out of our comfort zone. What we were doing was preparing our body for the journey that would be ahead of us. Brothers and sisters, the things that we go through sometimes in life, they are painful. But understand, these things are necessary in order for us to get out of our comfort zone. We are being stretched by God to take us further than where we could imagine that we could go. When we started off running our laps, and I can remember that it was hard just to do one lap, and then it was harder to do two laps, and then it was harder to do three laps. But as time went on, we conditioned ourselves because we kept doing the same thing over and over because it was the right thing for us to do for our bodies. Brothers and sisters, it's the right thing for us to do to pray. It's the right thing for us to do to talk to God. It's the right thing for us to do to meditate on the Word of God. It's the right thing for us to do to be around other believers, to get encouragement, and yes, sometimes correction. It's the right thing for us to do if we are to fulfill the God-given dream. Brothers and sisters, what God has planted on the inside of your heart, it is for you to do. God has planted that inside of you, brothers and sisters, because that is your purpose. The other thing that I want you to understand, that during this season, when we're going through what we call a nightmare, in other words, it doesn't look good right now in this dream, but this is about self-discovery. This is an opportunity when we find things out about ourselves. Do you remember, are you afraid of the dark? If someone was to turn the light off, would you be fearful? No, you're not fearful because you know the one that is in control of the light. Now, I can remember, you know, when our kids are small and they're in darkness and the light is off, and they would cry out for mommy and daddy, and then mommy and daddy would come to the rescue and they would turn the light on. What I'm using that illustration for, brothers and sisters, is to tell you that when we find ourselves in darkness, when we find ourselves going through the nightmare, we can look to the hills, as David said, from which cometh my help, understanding that my help come from the Lord. Understand that Jesus is the light of the world. So we know that we can cry out to him and he will hear us. He will come and rescue us. When you find yourself going through situations that you cannot control, when you're going through to find out that your security cannot be in what other people say about you, your security cannot be in what other people think about you, but it can only be about what God says about you. And what God says about you is yes and amen. What God says about you and I is that we are wonderfully made. We were crafted by him. We were wonderfully made by God. So if we were wonderfully crafted and made by God, brothers and sisters, we can take confident in the fact that he knows all there is to know about us because he created us. You will find more out about God when you're going through those dark places in your life. Think about it, brothers and sisters, when you found yourself going through those dark places in life, that's when you look to him the most. So many times, many of us, when we get a little bit, we turn away from God. But brothers and sisters, when we find ourselves in a prosperous position, that's the time that we need to be down on our knees the more, seeking God the more, because as I said, when you're on that journey and you're getting close to your destination, the enemy will come. Yes, the enemy will come and try to attack your dream. He will come and try to attack the vision that God has given you. But I want you to understand, brothers and sisters, is that you are to stay focused. Understand that the enemy, he is doing his job, but we must do our job, because understand that in the darkness, we are not alone. Jesus said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Yes, he actually said, I dwell in the thick darkness. In other words, if you want to know more about God, then allow him to go through the darkness with you. Lastly, the nightmare is to shut the devil's mouth. When your nightmare is over, like Job, it will shut the devil's mouth. The nightmare is going to shut the devil's mouth when God turns it around. What I want you to understand today in your not giving up is that God is just about to turn some things around in your life. Yes, God has made some promises to you, and those promises are yes and amen, and those promises will be fulfilled. The question is, will you trust him? Will you stay on the battlefield? Will you hold on to your God-given dream and not let go? Just like Joseph, even though he found himself in prison for something he did not do, accused of something that he did not do, and then he went on and he was able to interpret the dream for the cupbearer and for the baker, and he told them, "Don't forget about me. Tell the king that I am in prison for being falsely accused. I have been placed here." And they forgot about him, and he was in prison yet two more years. The interesting story about Joseph is that through all of his adversity, through all the trials and tribulations that Joseph went through, the Bible told us that God was with him. Isn't that good news? So even though you find yourself in situations, brothers and sisters, some that you created and others is because of what other people said about you, sometimes it's because of lies that people have said about you, and sometimes it's because of ignorance. In other words, you didn't know any better at the time, and so you made some decisions. You did some things that were not favorable for you because you did not have the proper education, in other words, to know right from wrong. But now God has made it possible for you to understand that though you made this mistake, though you find yourself in this situation, I am still with you. The dream that I gave you still will be fulfilled. That's encouragement today. Brothers and sisters, when they make a movie sometimes, they shoot the last scene first so that you know how the movie is, so they know how the movie is going to end. The director and the cast knows where the story is headed all the way through every scene. Just like that, God does the same thing with our life. He takes you through every step with the end in mind. Isn't that good news? We know that God knows our story. He knows us from the beginning to the end, but from the end to the beginning. God knows us backwards and forwards. So your life may have started out, brothers and sisters, on a rocky road, a rocky path, but the dream that God has given you, brothers and sisters, the dream that God gave you, brothers and sisters, there is still time for that dream to be fulfilled. Don't give up. Don't quit. Hold on to your God-given dream. Don't let go because of what other people said or what other people may be saying even now. If you know that God has purposed this in your heart, you stay focused and he will bring it to pass. It shall be fulfilled. Just like in this story, it was 20 years from the time that Joseph had those dreams that he would be ruler over his family and they would bow down to him. It was almost 20 years before this was fulfilled. So just because it's been a few years now, maybe it's been 5, maybe it's been 10, it may have been 15, it may have even been 20 or more, does not mean that the purpose and the plan that God has for your life does not mean that it will not be fulfilled. God's word never changes, brothers and sisters. It never changes. When God gives you a dream, he doesn't plant a dream in you and hope that you're going to get to it. He begins with the end in mind. Then he goes back and say, if you won't quit, if you will endure the hardships, you will experience the dream because I finish what I start. Isn't that good news? God will finish what he started in your life. God says, I know the purpose and the plan that I have for your life. So God knows the purpose and the plan for our life. He will finish it, just as Jesus finished the work that he was sent to do. It's time, brothers and sisters, it's time for us to pick up our God-given dream, to not let go. Don't let fear, doubt come in to snuff out the light. Let that light continue to shine, brothers and sisters. So many times people give up and they quit when they're right on the verge of seeing their vision, of seeing that dream fulfilled. But not you, brothers and sisters. You stand in faith, hoping, believing, and trusting God all the way. Don't worry. Don't be fearful. Don't be anxious for anything, because the Bible tells us to not be anxious for anything. But in all things, brothers and sisters, we should always pray and faint not. It's time to go back. It's time to go back to wherever it was, brothers and sisters, to go back and pick up those God-given dreams. Just because it wasn't on your timetable doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. Everything that you want, everything that you need, that God has said in his word, brothers and sisters, that would happen in your life, the things that will be fulfilled in your life, if God has called you to be a business owner, if he's called you to be managers, if he's called you to ministry of any sort, understand, just because God called you to ministry, because there are so many facets of ministry that we can be involved in, it doesn't mean that we have to be the pastor of the church. So many people out there today are starting things on their own, and they have not been called by God to do it. But that is not our place to judge. That's between that person and God, or those people and God. The thing that we want to do is remain focused on the mission that is at hand. And that is that time, brothers and sisters, it is winding up. Time is winding up. Our salvation today is a lot closer. The time of our departure is closer today than it was yesterday. And it was closer yesterday than it was the day before. So understand that this message is to encourage all believers to not give up. Trusting in God, believing God for those things that you believe that he's purposed in your heart. You stand firm, stay in faith, and stay encouraged. And brothers and sisters, continue to let your light shine. God bless you.